Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breezy. 53 for the high today and sunny. We got to talk about Breezy closing on her house 12 hours ago. And already there's issues.
Of course.
Welcome to being a homeowner.
Oh, you guys.
If we could help her out this morning, this is a frustrating situation. I know some of you have definitely been through it. Yeah. 585-252-9800. Give us a call or text. You move into your place.
Yep.
And as soon as you walk in the door, it hits you in the face. What is it?
Smacks me and my fiance across the face. And this isn't a new smell. We definitely smelt it at the showing when we first were initially looking at the house to even buy it. And we just assumed, oh, they probably have a dog, like, whatever. And we were like, it'll probably go away when they get all their stuff out of the house. So that is not the case. And the place that we live is a little older, but they renovated the whole thing. It looks really nice. It looks very new, very modern. But the smell of... My fiance says it smells like a pet store. I think it kind of smells like sewer.
That's not good.
I'm not really sure what exactly it is, but it hits you right in the face as you walk through the front door. And I asked the previous owners and they basically said they didn't really know what I was talking about.
So they didn't smell it, but it's not the whole house. It's just in that one little area.
Yeah. So like you go upstairs and you don't smell it. Like every house and apartment and anything has a smell. Like our apartment we have now has a smell, and like we put an air freshener in, and but it, you know, that is more of like the way the building smells. This is like a distinct,
it came from
smell.
Somewhere, but
correct.
Where? That's the
so
question.
So I don't know if it's like under the floor. And I think the biggest thing that I'm asking for help with this morning as a brand new homeowner, never done this before, never had to deal with any of this. What do I do in this situation? Like the house is ours. There's no backing out of the deal. Not that we would, you know, I think everything is fixable. It's just how do we fix it? I've been getting a lot of different suggestions. I put this on my Instagram. Our friend Tim said to put charcoal where it is. And it will absorb the smell. That's what he did in his house. That's what he said.
Yeah, but he's into like witchcraft and stuff like that.
Gone in a weekend.
What about, have you tried like white vinegar?
No, because I also don't want to ruin the floors. So like.
Will that do it?
Yeah.
I want, you know what? Never mind.
He's like, I've also never owned a house either. So, but we did clean. We cleaned the whole place. And it smelled like bleach for a minute. We're like, great. And then it comes right
back. I don't know where it's coming. It's definitely
everyone's
coming
like,
from.
Rip the carpet up. There is no carpet. People are saying to wash the walls.
So you, by the way, you don't have a basement. So right underneath it, because you're on the first floor?
Well, it's two levels, but yeah.
Right. It's a townhome.
Yeah. So there's okay. An upstairs and a downstairs.
Okay. So... there's got to be, I don't know, could be a dead body. that's finally decaying.
But I don't know what it is. And like, I'm kind of freaking out about
but
it,
you
if
did,
I'm being honest.
When you went to the showing, you did smell it, right?
Correct.
You did. Okay.
And then we were like, oh, they have a dog.
How
like,
long
whatever.
Ago was that?
August, when we bought the house.
Okay. So it's been a couple of months. And the previous homeowners are saying they never were able to pinpoint what it is because they don't smell it.
That's what they said.
Mm.
This person says, this is JJ. I own a few homes and moved so much that I have this down to a science. You're going to steam clean or replace the carpet and padding. Okay. Well, there's no carpet.
There goes that idea.
Yeah, that's out the window. Then you're going to mop all the hardwood floors and mix one cup of white vinegar and 1 gallon of warm water. Follow with an exozyme cleaner. Scrub the baseboards and the walls and the doors. And last but simply not least, clean all the vents and change the HVAC filters.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. It
Do
could be in the vents.
Do not use bleach. If there were animals that may have peed, it will ruin the...
But that's the thing. When you walk into the house, it smells like what? A ferret?
Yeah.
Hello, PXY.
Hey, Breeze, it's Dad. How are you?
Oh, so helpful of you to be here while I'm going through this hardship.
Tony.
Wait a minute. You bought a house? I didn't know you bought a house.
In Florida. Yep, I fully own a home. Thank you for keeping...
Todd.
He was in Europe for 2 weeks.
I've never seen it, never heard about it.
Then he just goes to Florida.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, Toddy.
Hey, there's a machine that you could... It's called an odor eliminator. I used to have a buddy that had one. He ran a business that had it, but Google search a machine that will eliminate odor. You leave it running for a day or two, and it should take care of it.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I don't have one. I can ask my buddy, but he used to have a business that had one. They used them a lot for houses that had heavy smokers in them. And
makes sense.
You run that thing for like a couple days or maybe a week, and the whole thing's like brand new. So
yeah, she might need a really good dehumidifier too.
That too. I'd have to see the house. I didn't even know she had one. So I guess when I get home,
That's great, buddy.
Literally has been missing for weeks. But
I absolutely love that. All right. Well,
no,
thanks for the call,
genuinely,
man.
Genuinely, though, when are you coming home?
I'm coming home Thursday.
Okay. Right when we're...
I'm working down here.
I'm working
my hell off.
All right, Hot Toddy. We'll talk to you, man.
When he says working, he's on a golf trip.
All right. Good morning, PXY. Who's this? Hello?
There. All right. Wonderful. Great advice. I guess more stuff we have to buy.
Well, you know, that just comes with the territory.
I know.
You know, and at least you have Patrice to help you out. You're not doing it all by yourself, too. So there's that.
Oh, she is.
Your problem is now her problem and vice versa.
Yeah. So I guess here we go. Let me order this $500 machine on Amazon.
Hi, Ashley.
Yeah.
Hi.
Phone's working or what?
All right. What's up? You got a suggestion real quick?
Of course I do. Queen of houses over here. So your dad's right. You could do an ozone machine, but you cannot be in the house when that is running. So you have to leave the house, go stay somewhere. It's kind of a pain. You got to get the ducts clean, and they have to spray them. So the smell, whatever it is in throughout your ductwork. And anytime you turn on the furnace, it's just kicking that air around. So you can clean all day, but you have to get your ducts clean, and they spray a product in there that basically will help eliminate any odor, any dog hair, anything that's in there that's just kicking around. If they did have like a ferret or any type of animal and like stuff from their cage got in your vents, then yeah, you're just going to be smelling that at the end of time.
Ash, what about like... People are saying it might be like in the floors that they redid, like underneath.
I'm just going to have to come over smell around and figure it out. So just text me. I'll be there later today.
Okay. You sound like you're cleaning a porta potty right now.
What?
This phone is awful. I got to go. Okay. Thank you for all the suggestions.
Here's the situation. I have like 5 people coming over just today alone. I don't even know.
Just to get rid of the smell.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that this isn't my problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Parisi. We'll be right back. Wake up to PXY.
KXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98
PXY, PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Huge movie review. Huge. Yesterday on the show, we acted out The Conjuring.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Absolutely great film. This is from 20... When was the last one? 2016?
I don't know.
It stars Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga.
Oh, love.
Before we get to Breezy's review of the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday at Moosterpiece Theater. Some would even argue this is Breezy's best work. Take a listen. Janet, are you feeling all right?
Stop calling me Janet.
What should I call you? What is your name?
You don't belong here.
My name is Morris Gross. Who are you?
This is my home. Get out now!
No, this is not your house. Now, what's your name?
My name is Bill Winkins, and I am 78 years old.
And where do you come from?
I come from the grave.
How did you die?
I went blind, and I fell asleep in the chair in the corner.
But why have you come here?
I like to hear them scream.
Why don't you just leave them alone?
Shut up, you old fat cow.
Okay, Breeze. Okay, cut. Yeah, she really got into it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Really proud of her.
I really got after it.
Here's the breakdown. In 1986, renowned paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren traveled to Pennsylvania to confront a demonic force tormenting a local family. What they uncovered would go down to be remembered as one of the most terrifying hauntings ever documented, all based on a true story. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 59%, which is a terrible score. But it's about what Breezy is going to score it this morning. Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
Oh my God, I related to this movie so much. Both of us moving in at the same time. Yeah. I mean, theirs was a demon, mine's a smell, whatever. Same thing. And I thought that, you know, this was one of those movies that really did shake you to your core.
No, it did.
It really did. Did it hold up? I think that old spooky farmhouses still exist to this very day. Are all of these things going to happen? That I can't really put my finger on, but
it's all based off of true events. It held up.
Right.
It all happened. Yes. It held up. Who was your favorite character in the film?
It was a toss-up between the dog and the doll. You know what I mean?
Annabelle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, true or false, Matt Rife owns Annabelle now?
Yes. True.
Okay.
I have no idea why he would spend his money on that. That's, yeah. Not a good idea if you ask me, but... You know, like I said, people are fascinated by that type of stuff.
You do what you need to do.
Who's your least favorite?
You know, I thought a lot of the people in the movie were a little dumb. I did. But the parents, Nancy, Roger, I mean, they were all just like,
what do we do?
Get out.
Yeah.
Sell the house. Put it on the market. The market's booming. You know what I mean?
That doesn't always take care of the problem. Sometimes these demonic entities follow you. And that's what was happening here. I can't believe this happened in Pennsylvania. I don't know why. I mean, it's a creepy enough place for it to happen. But
right.
It's not like it was in the city of Philly.
You know? Correct.
It's like old farmland.
Correct.
What was your favorite scene in The Conjuring? Did you have one? It's okay if you did.
Yeah, I did. I didn't.
It's all pretty bad.
There was no part where I was like, I love that part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it. I understand.
I feel like I did. When I was watching it last night, I was getting flashbacks. I think I did see this movie. So it came out in 2013. And I feel like I definitely had to have gone and seen it in like college or something.
Yeah, it's a big, I mean, this is a big Halloween film. People love this type of stuff. For me, I liked it, but it's not a movie I'm going to watch twice.
A scene I wish was removed from the film. The dog Sadie being found dead in the front yard.
Yeah,
didn't need that. Didn't need it.
No, that was
not needed.
Poor Sadie. All right, let's go to the
rip Sadie.
Yeah, what did you take away from this film? What did you learn from The Conjuring?
You know, I mean, I'm sad I learned this after the fact, but maybe do a little deeper dive when you go to view homes showings. You know what I mean? Make sure that you know what's going on, who's living there, what dolls are buried in the walls.
Yeah, it's so important to get that walkthrough, you know what I mean?
You gotta make sure you know, because if you don't, you could end up like them. And I know everyone's quick to wave inspection and buried dolls in the walls,
right?
But
you don't want to pass on inspection, you guys. All right, Breezy, out of 5 popcorn buckets, even though Rotten Tomatoes scored The Conjuring 59%, what are you giving it out of 5?
You know, the film was a really great smorgasbord of the exorcism cross between The Orphan. It was all one big thing. It was a great Halloween movie. I got in the spirit. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving it a 3.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the #1 most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's an amazing score. It's an amazing score. Truly.
I mean,
the best I could do.
I would have done 4-1, but we, you know, it's your review.
It's my review.
What are you going to do? All right. Breezy is scoring The Conjuring a 4.1, and it is
3.9.
Yep, 3.9. No kids allowed. It's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Breeze?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, when you're a child, it's triggering to hear those words because you just feel like, oh, I'm not invited again.
Yep.
Either you're too young, you're not mature enough, you can't be trusted.
So 10 months from tomorrow, I'm getting married. And there's a lot that goes into this. But one thing that my fiance and I are in lockstep about is there are not going to be kids at our wedding.
There's no kids at the wedding.
There's no kids at the wedding. And I'm sorry, but that is our prerogative as a couple. And that's how we feel. Don't ask if your kids can come. They're not coming. Love you. No, they're not coming.
You know, how's your mom feel about all this?
She's like, they have to be at the wedding. Like, they have to at least come to the ceremony. I'm like,
How old are we talking?
No. One will be like a year and a half. The other ones are like anywhere from a year and a half to like 6 or 7.
Okay, a year and a half, they're not going to...
Anywhere in between there.
They're not going to remember.
So they have a wide... The kiddies cast a wide net of ages.
Usually when it comes to the parents, like mother or mother-in-law, they're always put in a tough position with the family because they're the ones that usually have to go to them and say, your kids aren't... They can't come.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? And now that's why they're on you. So yeah, they have to show up.
My mom's like, they literally are your family. I'm like, I don't know those kids, you know? Like, first of all, it's not necessary that they're there. Necessary for who? To make the parents' life easier? I would actually argue their life would be a whole lot easier if they found coverage for their child for that night so they can go have fun.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear what you guys think. Because a lot of people, like, I understand it's your day, but a lot of people who have kids, and we had this conversation with someone, I think it was 6-7 months ago on the show, they said, I can go to my sister's wedding if I bring my child. And if I'm not allowed to bring my child, she has to 100% cover childcare costs. I'm like, that's a lot to ask
for. That is a lot.
Hello, PXY, what's your name?
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily. What's up, girl?
Hi. Nice to hear. Good morning.
Emily,
nice to be here with you.
Are you married?
Yes.
You are.
I am.
Did you have kids at your wedding?
I of course did, and I wanted to talk to Breezy about on this topic because, look, Breezy, I got married last year, and I don't agree with you for not having kids at your wedding if they're family.
Okay. Like,
don't get me wrong. Thank you so much. I've been, obviously, those receptions where someone's toddler is screaming during the first dance, and yeah, it kills the vibe.
It's not it.
But, you know, if it's family, that's different.
So you sound like my mom. She's saying the same thing, and I'm like,
well, how is it different? Because you know a toddler's not going to remember this day.
Correct.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not a toddler, but I just feel like when it's your family, it's not the same as random coworkers bringing their kids. Like, if your cousin or your sibling has little ones, they should be there. That's part of the family memory, you know?
My cousins have a plethora, a gaggle of children. And so does my fiance's cousins. So many kids that it could fill up a baseball team at my wedding, our wedding. And you know what? It's just, dogs are like kids. They're so unpredictable. And I just, or kids are like dogs, I should say. They're so unpredictable. It's interchangeable. And you never know what's going to happen. You never know what noise is going to be made, what disaster is going to happen. And I just want to honestly eliminate that for me, my fiance, and our guests, if I'm being honest. I'm not anti-kid, but also, like, this is our day. This is our place. We make the rules.
They do make the rules.
No, I think you're wrong. I don't agree. Because you don't want your niece or your nephew to grow up seeing photos and realizing they weren't invited to be part of it.
I fear they're not going to care.
I don't think they're going to care. Let me ask you something, Emily. If the roles were reversed and you wanted an adult-only wedding, how would you feel if family ignored that and just brought their kids anyways?
Well, I mean, you can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. That would be rude, you know. But, I mean, I'm sorry, Breezy, but you sound kind of selfish on this one.
So my mom is pushing for kids at the ceremony but not at the reception. And to that I say, that just seems like more of a pain in the ass than anything ever.
Well,
like,
these parents are going to have to take their kids home, come back. I mean, how's that going to work?
Yeah. So fortunately enough, we're getting married at my parents' house in their backyard. And my mom's sister, who basically is the grandma to all of these children, only lives 3 houses down. So there could be a sitter on hand at that house, which is fine. And I'm kind of open to the idea. But I just also feel like if you're going to have no kids, have no kids. I hate this, like, half-ass, like, towing the line of, like, maybe, maybe not.
Well, because you're trying to cater to everyone.
And that's, like, it's my day, and I shouldn't have to do that. And if that makes me sound selfish, so be it.
I think that's messed up. You keep saying it's my day. But weddings aren't just about the bride. They're about families coming together. And if your family has little kids, that's part of it.
The family is only coming together because of me, respectfully. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a tough conversation to have with her, Emily, because she's not gonna.
Yeah, whatever
she's
say,
not bending.
I have something to say, so don't even go there with me. But I hear you and I understand, and you sound like my mom. Not that my mom's like this huge pusher or anything, but she's definitely like, you have to have so-and-so there. And here's the other tricky part that I didn't even mention yet. we are going to ask a ring bearer and a flower girl, and those are children, and they will be there. So the audible gasp is sending me to the moon. But I don't know. I just.
Well, listen, Emily.
Didn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm. Aww. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your angle on this.
Thank you, Breezy. Just do the right thing. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, Emily. Talk soon. Bye. Do the right thing.
She's out of her mind.
I just want to know, is it really about the kids and family being at the wedding, or do some adults just not want to be inconvenienced? That could have a lot to do with it. Emily.
You can't tell me little baby Jackson is like really that torn up about it.
No, of course. 20 years from now, why wasn't I there?
Right.
Natalie says, my sister didn't invite my kids to her wedding. It caused a huge fight. We didn't talk for a year. I think family should come first. It's not about you.
No, literally. It's not about you at all.
Emily, it's not your wedding. If the couple says no kids, that's it. Find a sitter or stay home. Yeah. I think people confuse family with obligation. You can love your family and still have boundaries.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. I'm exercising my right to my boundaries. Thank you so much.
Because why, Breezy? Because it's your...
It's my day. It's my day. Without me, there is no day. So.
Weddings bring out the best in people, don't they?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.